Oh, hello. I didn't see you there, beautiful human. Looking for a book? You're only just in time. I just reset the magical seal on the door to the Arcane Library. Oh, but don't worry. I'll let you out once you've found your book. I can't send you home without a book. My, how you're looking at me. It's the ears, isn't it? Elegantly pointed, sweetly curved, and adorned with silver jewellery. It's all right, you can stare. I'm fond of my ears too. They're a little red right now. I am blushing. I'm the only elf girl in the Arcane Library. The other librarians are human. And they've all gone home. So there's just me, closing up shop. All alone in this vast library where all the books that have ever been written are stacked, shelved, arranged in pyramids and towers and staircases. So many books. Oh, I'm serious, all the books. The library is much bigger than you think. Lots of concealed rooms. Oh, maybe it's my glasses you're looking at? You've probably never seen a cute, bosomy elf woman wearing eyeglasses before. No, they're not cosmetic, they are real. I have burned out my eyes pretty badly. 493 years of working in the library will do that, even to an elf girl. I like to read. Oh, and I really like these glasses. I had a warlock make them for me. He'd kept some of the forbidden texts in his lab for centuries, and you would not believe the library finds he had racked up. I forgave them all in return for these beautiful spectacles with lenses of enchanted crystal. They magnify, they light up a text for my eyes after dark, they give me X-ray vision. Oh, don't worry, I'm not abusing it right now. I'm totally not checking you out and seeing how gorgeous you look under your clothes, sexy human. Oh, and these glasses also let me read people. I can see auras when I have them on. Yours is burning bright red right now. You're like this torch fire of passion. I wonder if you're like that every time you're talking to a pretty girl. Or if it's just this librarian elf girl with the eyeglasses and the really sexy tits that does that to you. So, how can I help you, lovely human? We'll have to be quick. The lights will shut off automatically in a while. You want to see the forbidden law? May I see your credentials? We have that room locked down pretty tight and... Oh, you're an apprentice mage. Oh, well, that's okay then. As long as you don't ask to see the scrolls for summoning elder gods, you're good. It's a little bit of a walk. The grimoires and spellbooks aren't exactly on display to the general public. Oh, but come with me. I'll get you there. Right this way. Sexy human. You're staring again. You like watching my body move in this tight dress, don't you? Well, I have a confession to make. This isn't quite the usual librarian outfit. I do like to tease the beautiful humans. Can you blame me? You're all so passionate and lusty and glowing with life. I suppose it's because you're mortal and haven't any time to waste. For you, life itself is like a lover for the night. You have to fuck her hard and make her squeal for you. Make her give you every bit of pleasure she can. Oh, I love mortals. So it's all right. I don't mind if you watch my ass sway in this tight skirt, or if you get a glimpse of my warm, soft, elven tits. I left the top few buttons undone just for cute humans like you to get a little peek. You like my smooth, elegant legs too, don't you? The other elves think I'm silly for wearing heels. They call it a primitive human custom. And I've seen how these heels torture human girls. But I'm not human. I am an elf woman. Delicate and graceful and gorgeous as an ocean sunrise. I can spin in these like a dancer. Watch. Whoop. See? You'd be amazed at what my legs can do, mortal. You are beautiful. Maybe after you find your book, beautiful human, we might walk together to the treetop cafe and you can give me something to eat. I might like that. Being given something to eat. What do you humans call it? A date? Would you like to date me, human? You are really cute. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all. Good, it's all settled. Oh, I really like how you kiss, and I love how you taste. Maybe I can taste more of you later. Maybe. And I like being pressed to you like this. You feel so good. So warm and so good. Feel my hands gentle on your body, huh? My lips soft on your cheek. Hold me close and kiss me again, beautiful human. Kiss me again. I want to make sure that kiss was as sweet and sensual as I thought it was. A second kiss. Just to make sure. Wow. Yes. Oh, you should definitely date me. Okay, now let's find your book. Oh, here we are. Oh, don't worry. That scary lock with all the chains will respond to the caress of my fingers. I'm authorized. There you go. Come inside, human. Not many people ever come back here. I do sometimes. Here, breathe in the scent of this place. All those books. That's the sexiest smell in the whole world. A cute little librarian elf girl could just come from that smell. I know, this archive looks like quite a maze, but I imagine you won't get lost, magic user. Volumes on Battlecraft are to the left, and sex magic to the right. Oh, you're surprised there are so many volumes of sex magic. Don't be. Wizards are very kinky.
to say nothing of the witches.
Here, look. This one is one of my favourites. Here's a spell for making invisible fingers pinch and milk your lover's nipples while your hands are busy elsewhere. Very useful. Oh, and here is a spell of opening and comfort. It's a really sweet, gentle spell for use with a lover who's had a past filled with nightmares and who wants to surrender in her lover's arms but is frightened and doesn't find it easy to relax her body. Here's one for, well, cock enhancement. Not that you humans have any trouble with that. I mean, have you seen your cocks? Ooh, you guys are big. You could split a cute little elf girl in half. Oh, let's see. Here we are. A spell for relentless, inescapable, cascading orgasms. Did you know a female body can survive 400 orgasms in a single night? Her mind won't survive it, though. That happened to the Princess of Aloria when she was kidnapped by the Necromantic Guild during the 95th century. Her orgasms fueled their magic to raise an army of the dead. Such a waste. The spell is meant to be used carefully on a willing lover. There's your lover sweating beneath you in her bed, and you whisper the spell in her ear with her consent, and you give her dozens and dozens of orgasms while she writhes and moans, oh, her soft pussy clenching and spasming with pleasure, her nails digging into your arms, her body hot and arched, wild with passion, until you've made her a sobbing, soaked, wet little mess in your arms. Oh, it's getting hot in here, isn't it? Oh, look at me, all flustered and sweaty. Oh, my elf ears are twitching as I blush. I better just undo another button. There you go. Let's let these tits breathe a little. Whew, all right. Here is a spell of binding. Look. Oh, you've taken the book. You must be more interested than I thought. Is it the bondage that turned you on? Is that what you like?
Do you like to tie a girl up?
Huh? Capture a sweet, unsuspecting elf girl and bind her to your bed with her legs open and eager. Have her helpless and squirming and wet. Oh, no! Don't read the spell aloud. Mortal, wait! Wait! Oh no! Oh no! You've called tentacles out of the floor! Did you mean to do this? And. Oh, they've got me! My wrists, my ankles, my legs! Oh, my arms, oh dear! Oh, so slimy and wet and strong! Okay, I'm on the floor, on my back, oh, with warm, slick tentacles coiling around my calves, pulling my legs open. Oh. Well, at least these ancient silk carpets are soft against my ass and shoulders. That's something. Okay, well, these tentacles are really holding me. Well, here I am, tied tightly by tentacles. Completely helpless. Yes, I'm blushing. Not because I've ever tried this spell on myself late at night when the library is closed. Of course not for any reason like that. Listen. Since you're the one who cast this spell, you're the only one who'll be able to release me this time. Oh, and those tentacles are holding me tight. They've got my arms wrapped up behind me and my legs spread. Oh, which is frightfully embarrassing. My skirt's hiked up and you can see my red satin panties. Oh, my. You just have to whisper the word in the ancient language for unbinding. You'll find it on the next page. Please? No, wait. Not that one. No, that's not the word for unbinding. That's... That was the word for undressing me, mortal. Those tentacles ripped open all my buttons. And my bra. Oh. My luscious elven tits are completely naked. This is terrible. Oh, those tentacles are wrapping around my tits. Oh, squeezing them, lifting them. This spell was written by a male sorcerer, clearly. Apparently, these tentacles think that my tits need to be bound too, not just my limbs. Must be a hentai thing. Actually, that feels really good. Embarrassingly good. These tentacles just pulse and grip and squeeze my tits. Oh, milking my tits. Free me soon, lovely mage. You're going to see a huge damp spot on my panties. No, don't repeat the spell. Wait. There go my panties. Torn right off me. I liked those panties. Well, I guess I don't have to worry about you seeing a damp spot on them. Oh, I'm dripping down my thighs. You can see the soft, silky hair between my thighs. And my gentle lips, and my warm elven pussy glistening with my nectar, and my nipples, hard and round with little berries. Oh, wow. I'm really wet. You realize I hadn't planned to show you my soaked little cunt until after our date? Oh, boy. Okay, maybe the unspell for binding now? Oh yes, thank you. Just say the spell. No, wait, not that one. Oh no. Oh, now there's a tentacle pressing its oozy, slimy tip against my tight little rosebud. Oh. Oh my goddess, that tentacle is sick. Oh no. Really, human? You couldn't tell that anal penetratus was the wrong spell? You really couldn't tell? Oh goodness. I think it's going to put it inside me. In my ass. Shit. Oh, this is not going to be good. I'm way too tight for this Oh, fuck. Wow. Tentacle is really sliding into my ass. Deep in my ass. Oh, Oh, there is a tentacle in my earth. There is a tentacle in my earth. Oh, I'm really full. Oh, my elven ears are twitching like a rabbit's. Oh, I can't. Oh, oh no, it's thrusting. Oh, it's slow and gentle, so that's something. Oh, but it's really thick. Oh, I'd like to have a word with the head time as you wrote this spell. I'd thrust a tentacle into his ass. Wow. Okay, so, wow, this is making my tits bounce sweetly, isn't it? Oh, yes, I can see how turned on you are. I lied. I really have been watching you under your clothes. Sorry. You're just so freaking hot. I really couldn't help it. And seeing me all tied up and getting ass fucked by a slimy engorged tentacle, and seeing my pointed elven nipples pucker like they're begging for your mouth, this is really getting you excited. Oh, that thing is deep. Oh, I'm moving faster. Oh, shit. Okay, just maybe the spell of unbinding me now? I really can't get my arms free at all, and I am captive and so fucked. So the spell to release me? I know it's somewhere on that page. I know it is. Not that I've used this spell 30 or 40 times before. But if you just look a little harder. I know you'll find it. Oh, you'd rather fondle my tits. Oh. Okay, you can do that. You can do that, human, for a moment. Oh, my God, as I'm wet. Nectar running down my legs. Oh, I'm fucking up my eyeglasses. Oh, wow. Yes, play with my tits. Oh, wow. Your hands are so gentle and warm and wonderful. Oh, kissing my nipples. Oh. Look at them. Human, is this a good idea? I might come and this is a library. Seriously, this is... I shouldn't scream in a library. Oh, holy Asher. Oh, you're suckling my nipples, human. Oh, fuck, your mouth feels so good. Oh, please. It's too much. It's too much. Oh, your fingers on my clit. Oh, my pussy. Oh, fuck with that tentacle fucking my ass. I can hold on. I won't come. Yes, I've got this. I'm a professional, sweet, good librarian elf girl. I don't come in front of patrons. Not even a really hot human who's sucking my nipple. I don't. Oh, your fingers are really good caressing me. Oh, mortal. Oh, you beautiful, beautiful human. Please, I need more. Please. Another spell. Okay, yeah. Oh, a slimy tentacle around my throat. Okay. I am just a little bit into this. Yes. Oh, God, my gut is pulsing shit. Oh, yes, I am a very, very kinky librarian elf girl. I was planning to show you. Oh my god, how kinky I am. I was planning to show you how kinky I am after having a coffee and a meal and a date and fuck. Look. Oh. Fuck! My ass is so full. My pussy is so tight right now. Screw the date. Screw the fucking coffee date. I'm yours. I'm all yours. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so tight. Kiss and suck on my nipples. And kiss me. And put something in me. Oh, your cock. Please, I need your cock. I need you. If you don't get your cock inside me right now, I will just die. Oh, human, please. Fuck your hot, squirmy little elf face. Please. Yes. Yeah. That's the spot. That's my spot right there. That's my spot. Oh, yes. Shut that cock in me. Oh, fuck me with that cock. Fuck me with that cock. Fuck my pussy. Oh, you hot human male. Fuck me. Feel me lift my hips. Oh, I love your cock. I love it so much. Oh, fuck my wet pussy. Feel me grip you so tight. Oh. I am a tight, helpless elf girl. Kiss me. Please put your mouth on mine. Oh. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. You amazing human. I've never been this wet. Never. I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, I'm gonna squeeze your cock. Please. Please make me come. come. Oh my goodness, you're amazing. You're amazing. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, please. Oh, my back is arching. My tits lifted to your mouth. This tentacle's so thick in my ass. Oh, what you're doing to my pussy. I'm going to come so hard. I'm going to be so loud. I'm going to scream. But library, you're making me squeal in the library. I can't. There's a spell. Yes, that one. It will thrust a tentacle in my mouth. It will fuck my mouth and it will keep me quiet. Keep me quiet in the library. And I'll come. Oh, goddess, come with me. Come with me, please, come with me. Oh, fuck your mouth, girl. Please, you beautiful man. Fuck up my glasses. Wow. I love how you sound when you come. I love it so much. You're such a good lover. And I'm soaked. Oh, and the lights are out, the library's dark. I could feel your body on top of me. So warm. All these tentacles holding me captive for your pleasure. I think my jaw's going to be a little sore from the face fucking that tentacle gave me. When you cast a sex spell, you don't stop halfway. Oh, how you made me come and come and come. Oh, human, you're so hot. You feel my pussy clenching? Little aftershocks. Oh, you just destroyed me, human mage. Oh, God as fuck. Wow. Oh. Keep kissing me, gorgeous human. Don't ever stop kissing me. Yes, my breasts are perfect for your hands. Oh, touch me. Oh. Simon, we still haven't found your book. Oh, well, I can still see. Night vision glasses? Mm-hmm. They're still a bit fogged up, my sexy mortal. I know you can't see my face in the dark. My face flushed from sex with strands of my hair stuck to my cheek. Oh, I know I'm just a warm, quivering woman beneath you in the dark, with full inviting tits and a tight, warm pussy, and lips to kiss, soft, soft skin to touch. Oh. But I can see your eyes, you beautiful human. I want to see your face above mine all night. I'd cup your face gently in my hands if I wasn't tied up. I don't mind being tied up for you, though. Spread open like a sweet little elf slut for you to taste and enjoy. And fuck. Breathe in the scent, my lover. Now the room of forbidden lore smells like books and like... fuck. Oh, I fucking love how we smell. So, with these glasses, I could read the titles on the spines. We could still find your book if you tell me which one. Or we could find it in the morning. The library's closed. It's all ours tonight. For hours and hours. And you have me naked except for my high heels and my skirt hiked up around my waist. Naked and fucked, full of tentacles. And we're surrounded by books of the most erotic, wild sex magic ever written. So if you don't have to be anywhere tonight, we could probably try out a lot of the other spells before dawn. Mm-hmm. If you want to. I think our coffee date is pretty much shot, but, but if you don't mind spending the night in the arms of a bosomy, nerdy, wet librarian elf girl, we could stay right here. Right here. I promise I will be so hot for you. All night. Oh, 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 oh. Yes. Caress my tits. This will be our special night. Alone together in the dark. Surrounded by thousands of books. Our bodies intertwined. Soaked in sweat. Hot. With or without the tentacles. You can magic those tentacles off me. Or we'll see how many I can take. I feel wild and free tonight. Like I could do anything. Like my hot cunt could power a sun. All that heat, all that fire. It's all for you, my lover. This voluptuous body is all for you tonight. I'm yours. Tell me what you desire, my lover. I will give you every pleasure tonight, you beautiful human. I want to be everything for you tonight. Oh, oh, oh. Mm. Mm. Kiss me again. Kiss your tied up, well-fucked little elf girl. Kiss me. Kiss me. You're so fucking hot. Kiss me. Kiss me.